This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know, every now and then, in one's perusal of the daily headlines, there is an item that makes you go, wait, what? Today was such a day, courtesy of General Motors. The once troubled but now doing quite a bit better, thank you very much, car company reported profits this morning that were 91% higher than the same quarter a year ago. All in all, it's a good time to be making and selling cars and trucks in this country. Sales are up. Gas is cheap. Kind of an interesting comeback from a tough 2014 and before. Marketplace's Adam Ellington gets us going.
The news from Detroit can be confusing. You'll hear about recalls, sales increases, profit forecasts, and all kinds of whiz-bang new cars. But let me just give you the gist. The U.S. auto market is surging. For the past few years, nearly every car maker selling in the U.S. has seen good things happen to its bottom line. And yes, part of the reason for this goes back to the recession.
The recession allowed the Detroit makers to catch up in a lot of critical ways to their import competition, particularly the Japanese.
Paul Eisenstein is the publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com.
They were able to shed a lot of debt. They were able to drive down costs, labor costs in particular. They squeezed their suppliers. They got rid of unnecessary plants.
Pent-up demand from buyers also came online precisely at the moment many automakers rolled out a bevy of refreshed models, particularly in the high-profit SUV and light truck markets.
They have product in the market that they don't have to incentivize people to buy.
Kristen Dietrich is a director with the Center for Automotive Research. Carmakers aren't slashing sticker prices like they used to, but Dietrich says pressure to keep manufacturing costs low couldn't be higher. Per-car costs are much lower now, thanks to wage and benefit concessions by the UAW, but the Detroit Three will negotiate new four-year contracts later this year, and this time labor wants a bigger share.
Workers are going to be looking for base wage increases and more money, and companies are going to be looking for cost containment, cost restraint.
Wage concessions have been key to a hiring surge at Ford. The company just announced today plans to add another 1,500 entry-level workers to keep ahead of demand for its new F-150 trucks. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.